Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 10. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to LakeCityMusic.com, we appreciate you. Feel free to dial up to 646-478-0944. Phone number like the 216-315, 216-804, 216-400 is already done. If you have any music or commercials, you can send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. Now, these are some disclaimers, just three of them. You get info on this show. You can have a pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, Blog Talk or 3342 Music or Lake City Music, call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, we would also like to say that I'm going to get rid of as many of my commercials and disclaimers as I possibly can. I'll let people know that you can check out before I go to, we have another phone call on the line at 216-732. Anyway, you can check out www.templabor.org or on the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, or if you go to YouTube and type in We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, all kind of records, Cleveland area from 216 to classic R&B to, you know, the whole gambit from Men at Large, LaVert, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Brothers for the Struggle. You can also check out the YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can feel free to Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio program is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before Queens Court Radio at 6 p.m. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can check out OPN Radio, which is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. If you want to hear some hot music, check out www.3342music.com. On Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, HH Workshop Records. Facebook, Joseph Motley, JR, period. Instagram is JR Alfred Porter. Twitter is Alfred Porter, JR1. That's JR numeral 1 or Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Before I go to the phone line, I see some had hit up there that they don't want to talk, which is cool, but if you press the one key, I know you do. That's why I'm going to the 216732, because I know they wish to talk, and that's cool, but I'll go to everybody who's on the phone line just to check and see. The top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Redebuting is Outspoken. Number 9, redebut of Ruga. Number 8, debuting Ashley Hall, Flame Entertainment, Ashley Hall. Number 7, Sir Knock, his promo for Rain. Number 6, the YouTube page of Joseph P. Motley Jr. or Joseph Motley Jr. There's like new material on that last YouTube page. Actually on both of them, but I do believe it features collaboration of 3342 Music, Emax the Image. So you can check those things out. Table, which will air Saturday at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 4, Facebook, it was the Temple of Passions presents Poetic Lines live stream. That was last night, yesterday evening, I believe. Number 3, moving up, it was the voiceofradio.com 8-year celebration of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show with guest Father's Lives Matter, Eagle Crew Records, proprietor ENT, the Afro Dogs. Number 2, moving up, Eagle Crew Records returned last week, working with GMS Hood Famous TV on the return video Stalking You, which had Mo Dog Chill, Steve Young, Mike Smooth, working with, they got a chance to work with, from Florida to Cleveland. Black House Sounds, Angela Y. Davis, Sheriff Kilroy, HGS Music for the past week. It was a few things going on with them. Debuting at number 1 on Facebook, the 5th Annual International Women's Day March Cleveland, which happened with a lot of heavyweights. That's what I would like to say. It was a lot of heavyweights thrown into that particular event that happened. Including Chantel Brown from the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party chair. You also had such people as the theme of this year's march was Choose to Challenge. Keynote speakers for the rally were State Rep Amelia Sykes, who is also the minority leader in the Ohio House of Representatives and leads the Ohio Legislative Black Caucus, OLBC, Dayton. And also you had Dayton, Ohio Mayor Nan Wally and activist Queen Fatima Chui of Cleveland and Juanita Brent, Nikki Antonio. Those are some of the elected officials who came through. Councilman Joe Jones of Ward 1. Zach Reed had his face in the place. Also, council candidate for 12, Dwayne McGee, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army. You had many people involved with this particular, I will say, program, Refuse Fascism, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, so many different groups were involved. That's all I can say. It was a very powerful event, and all the WKYC, so that would mean Channel 3, Channel 8, Channel 19, Spectrum News, Call and Post. So it was one, and that's why it ended up being numero uno. Before I get to some of the salutations and some of the people that we lost, because you have been there patiently, I'm going to 216-732, 216-732. How are you doing out there?
Brother Porter, how are you?
I'm doing extremely well. As a matter of fact, man, I got to load up some of your music for tonight's program, because it's been a little bit too long that we've played anything from you. And even though you're making that transition, can you tell people who are you?
I am Eric Magnus. And
I feel you.
If anybody knows me, that's all that needs to be said.
My brother, one thing I'm glad to hear from you this evening, for the simple fact we have talked a lot. We have talked to you on air before, but
yeah,
I've noticed you talking a lot lately. Let's get right to the chase.
Okay.
One of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, I've noticed you talk more and more about the legacy of Stacky Montana. Can you tell us the name, why that name is so important to you? And when you talk about keeping the legacy alive, please share that with me. And
if anybody knows, you know, who Stacky Montana is, that's my son, my eldest child, my only son. And, you know, he passed away recently. On the 10th, it'll be 2 months, that fast. And he was an extremely gifted individual. He was an extremely gifted artist. And, you know, keeping his legacy alive is very important. He meant a lot to a lot of people, you know, not even just as an artist, but as a person, the type of person that he was. He was the type of person that would give you his right arm without you asking. You know, he was just the type of person that wanted to help wherever he could. You know, he was a hero to a lot of people. And my son was just, he was a shining example of what a young black king should be.
Wow, a young black king. And I find that very interesting that you would say that. And the reason I find it interesting is you never sometimes think about a person's legacy until they're gone. And
yeah,
once, you know, he passed, a lot of people, including myself, we had to dig deep. And the one consensus that we have is he never basically was known for doing anybody wrong. Those people who knew him as a person who was in the community and a big,
yeah,
didn't
and
know
it
because
amazed.
Yes, definitely. Tell us a little bit about him, please.
Oh man, he was just, you know, he was full of life. He never backed down from any challenge. You know, he was one of them individuals you wasn't gonna sit up there and tell him what he couldn't do. You know, there was to him nothing was impossible. If he set his mind to do something, he did it. And that same positivity he emulated to anyone that he came in contact with. You know, and just, you know, it's like when I said that, when I spoke at the funeral, when I spoke on my son, and I told people, I said, you know, you always tell, you know, everybody, you know, you don't want your child to be like you. You want your child to be better. And I used to always say to him that, yeah, I'm the prototype, but you're the advanced model. You know, and he had became a far, to me, a far greater man than I could ever hope to be.
And hearing you say those words, I can tell you one thing right now. Our family on my end, including myself, we still keep you and your family in prayer. We really do.
I appreciate it.
That's no problem. That's no problem, because that's the only thing I knew I could do, you know, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was worthwhile besides reaching out. What are some of the ways you're working on to keep his legacy and his name alive? Because I know it's been hard to do, but one of the reasons why I needed to talk to you this evening is because it seems like after the initial grieving period, I've noticed that for the past month, you have gone hard on a lot of your projects and at the same time in making sure you keep your son's legacy alive.
Yeah, you know, and because that's, you know, going hard, that's what he did, you know, and like I said, that determination, you know, and whenever I think about him, it's not sadness. Sometimes it is, but for the most part, when I think about him, I smile, and that makes me even more determined than I ever was before. You know, I'm a totally different person in so many ways now, man. I am changed forever. You know, and you know, one way of keeping his legacy alive is, you know, my clothing brand, Boss King Lifestyle, BKL, we have a special collection that was created in honor of him, which is 722 collection, which is his birthday. He was born on July 22nd. So when you see them numbers 722, you know what that means. You know, so that's one way we're keeping his legacy alive. Another, you know, he had dropped a project called Dope a couple mm-hmm. years back. We reissued it also on the Boss King Lifestyle website. We reissued it. So, you know, people that never heard it will be able to, and my nonprofit organization, which I'm putting together, it will be known as the Stefan Kincher Foundation.
Wow.
So those are the things right now. So those are the things right now that I'm doing to keep, you know, his legacy alive and making sure that no one forgets him.
Want to thank you for that humbly, because you in, and now as I look at you, you really are making sure that we never forget. And I appreciate how you've handled things the way it came at you. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you on that subject, because
mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I myself have or could have given the proper respect due to your son's name, son's legacy. As a matter of fact, I go so far as to say I couldn't. And so what better way for me to at least show her that name besides letting you speak on everything?
Yeah.
And with that being said, I'm going to ask you, how important has it been for you to have support from your family? I will say even your friends and close associates who've been around to rally around you. How important has that been?
That's meant the world to me. Hearing from everyone, and even individuals that I haven't heard from in a mighty long time. It's very important, because it's very painful. And anybody that I know that would be dealing with, I'm dealing with, I would never want them to go through this pain alone. Especially if I didn't understand, you know, even if I had never had this happen to me and someone else I know did, I know I couldn't say I understand, but I would always be in their corner however they needed me. So it's still important, even if anybody that's going through something like this, reach out, you know them, reach out to them, even if you don't know how, you know, because everybody doesn't know what that feels like. But to not do anything, and you're friends with this person or close to this person, and your excuse would be, you know, well, I didn't know how to talk to you or something like that. So it doesn't take much. I understand that, but it doesn't take much. And just for you to just to hear your voice, you know, that means the world.
Man, I appreciate you saying that, because a lot of times people don't realize how important it is when you're reaching out to someone in times of grief. So I want to at least say I thank you for taking the time to call in on that issue. Is there anything else before I ask you another question or two that you would like to at least impart with us about your son? Maybe something that you feel that the world needs to know or needed to know.
One thing that I was always saying, as far as fathers, children, especially when, you know, males, we have a problem saying I love you to each other. We have a problem with that. And that's one thing that me and him never had a problem saying. He was 27, okay, he's a grown man. But we never had a problem saying I love you and reciprocating that love to each other. We never, ever had that problem. So us as males, you know, I know we're supposed to be structured a certain type of way, but if you have a son, please let him know how much you love him. Tell him that often. Let him know, and he should do the same likewise.
Man, I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I will ask you now and turn my attention to a couple of other things, because you had completed, I believe you had completed your book.
Yeah, I completed it.
And with that book being completed, can you give us the name of that book? And in light of recent things that you're doing, I have a follow-up, but the name of your book and how we may be able to get it once it's released. But what's the name of your book, my brother?
The book is called From Pawn to King, and it's my memoir. It's my memoir. Right now, you know, just working on, you know, getting, you know, now that the initial writing is done, you know, now it's about the draft and, you know, all of that and the publishing and those things. But one thing I will say, it will come out this year. It will come out this year.
Okay.
I, you know, I'm definitely gonna have it, you know, available. You know, where books are sold. So, or even, you know, and I'm, you know, of course, I'm gonna have copies myself. And I wanna try to do an audio of it as well. That's one thing I wanna do. But for the most part, you know, I want you to be able to, you know, get it on Amazon, you know, or Barnes and Noble, those things like that. So it will be available. It will definitely be available wherever books are sold.
Nice, nice. What I will say is that creative, of all things sane, that creative willing, as things come up, just like when it was an engagement party, I would love to put it out in the universe that I know you will be very a much desired author because you are a very sought after artist, but I would love for you to at least have a book signing at the Dialogue Center, which is also the headquarters of Black on Black Crime Inc., Black Man's Army. But we got to have a book signing there.
That's one of my dreams
with cheese and crackers and stuff like that.
Yes, that's, you know, that's a dream of mine. I always wanted a book signing. So yes, we're gonna have that book signing. Yes, yes. Yes. We're gonna do that.
Okay. No problem. And the way I'm looking at things, before we even shift gears a little bit, the way I'm looking at things, with the book having been completed in the past few months, it looks like you'll have to have a second book come out. It looks that way because with everything that has been going on, you've made a transition recently from being, quote unquote, the rapper, MC, to you've always been an entertainer, able to hold a crowd's attention, but now you forged into a different realm. What have you been doing recently, sir?
I guess you can say I'm a metalhead now.
Okay.
I transitioned over to the, you know, rock metal, the metal genre, and I'm front man for my band now, which is called Unrest. And
So with that being said, caused you to go in that direction?
Well, you know what, Carl, it's always been there. I've always loved rock. I've always, even when I was younger, you know, because me being a 70s baby, I heard all of that. Kiss, Black Sabbath. Oh God, Black Sabbath. That's like the dawn of me getting here. You know, Kiss, Black Sabbath, Megadeth, Slayer, AC/DC. Man, I can go on about all of these greats, and you know, and anybody know you, anybody that know me knows. If we want to jump to now, I love Body Count, you know. So, yeah, that was a big inspiration. They were a big inspiration for me to do what I did, and I wanted to do it for so long, but you know. The pieces were never in place, and it was just never the right time. So I kept making rap records, but I still had this in my head, you know. And then up until 2 years ago, I saw the opportunity, and I took it.
I don't blame you. I don't. So, you know, any other phone calls or anything like that, how can we at least follow Unrest?
You can follow Unrest right now. We have a Facebook fan page. Just look up Unrest or type in at Metal Hammer Music. So you'll be able to see the content, our practice sessions and everything. But yeah, but if you type on Rest, it'll probably pop up. But our, you know, but our thing, you know, the at is Metal Hammer Music.
Nice. Well, I want to say I thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Again, I know
thank you for having me.
And have a great deal of respect. That's no problem. And before I go to the 26235 phone number, can you tell me about this song? It said a lot with 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Bad Man, King Eric Magnus, Solomon Kane. What would you like to, how would you intro off that particular song?
You say how would I intro it?
How would you intro? Yes, please intro that song as we take our leave on the phone call. Yes,
well,
sir.
Check out this hardcore rap classic from Solomon Kane titled Bad Man.
Man, we appreciate you, brother. Enjoy your evening.
You too, brother. Talk to you soon.
You too, brother. And without further ado, hey, that was an excellent introduction. Bad Man.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster, man of respect, something like a mobster, break you off proper, serve you with no pity, I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me, surrounded by envy, but you don't want to test this, I got no issue, putting a hole where your chest is, I'm cut from a different thing, you just all copycat, I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide, copy that, independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some label prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do, that's him waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood, I was bone in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you new pit. And I'm made, the realest ever did, it's been hard. Since the sixth grade, you follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lame shit. Who you came with? Now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't ain't around, real than any shit. Got them hands for you, one hit a quitter, man. Out here it's cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tight rope, I'ma make that choke. You want to work, time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh. Not a wound, I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every lunacy nightmare. That's how we do it. OG's gon' ride. Family's gon' die.
And before I go to 216-235, we've got a lot of things out of the way, but I would like to let people know that when I said salutations, Michael Stanley, Cleveland rocker and longtime radio DJ, he passed at the age of 72. Following months, he had been fighting lung cancer for a few months. And so, you know, they let people know why he hadn't been appearing in his usual 3 to 7 p.m. slot on 98.5 WNCX. His last day on the air was February 19th. The thing about it is that he was just a powerful, powerful person. In the 1970s and 1980s, Stanley toured with some of the biggest names in the music, such as Foreigner, the Eagles, Bruce Springsteen, and the Doobie Brothers. He also worked with Joe Walsh, Todd Rundgren, and David Sanborn. In addition to music, Stanley was the recipient of a dozen regional Emmy Awards for his work on television with Fox 8. So that's the thing, the Michael Stanley Band. I also, before I start things off, personal testimony, just to say that we lost a giant yesterday. Ken Ferguson. Definitely look him up if you put it Cleveland, Ohio. Excellent martial arts instructor. The Ken Ferguson Entertainment Center, or centers, because he opened up a couple of them. Still down through the years, Ken Ferguson did a lot of entertainment setup. When I say setup, that means doing the music, providing costume characters, sound man. Last time I got a chance to really work with him, it was at Women's March Cleveland event. It wasn't the Women's March or International Women's March. It was a special event that was held the past October of 2020 at the Harvard Community Center. Harvard Community Center. And the stage together provided the music. People could perform. Mic system. It was there that he shot people like Brother Art McCoy. I remember Art McCoy telling me, hey, because Ken Ferguson was making sure people were making it seniors and others in golf carts type style from one end of the march to the other. And I remember Brother Art McCoy from the Art McCoy Radio Show, College of Common Sense, on WERE 1490 AM on a Sunday at 5 p.m. And Brother Art said, hey, I just talked to Ken Ferguson. He said he was fighting cancer, but he was beating it. And so, I just wanted to put that out there. 16235, thank you for allowing us to reflect. I know you've been on hold patiently. 216-235, how are you?
I'm just happy to be here. What's going on, Mr. Sherroy, Al Porter?
Man, I'm glad you called.
This is gonna be a special night tonight, because I mean, this is you just mentioned the legendary leader in Cleveland, and I definitely gotta send my condolences to him, his family, you know, everyone there. A lot of people know Mr. Ferguson was one of the first people that put me up under his wing. It's funny how some of my greatest mentors got the name Ferguson. You got my hoof, my tap instructor, my hoof instructor, Edward Hooper Ferguson. Then you got, you know, this learn how to be self-disciplined, learn how to defend yourself, learn how to be an entrepreneur. Things of that nature. You got Ken Ferguson. That's Ken Ferguson. That man did a lot in the league, in Harvard Plaza community. Like, he did a lot with the youth as far as with getting them out of messed up situations and stuff, giving them a job, you know what I'm saying, to do every Saturday. Yeah, the costume characters and things of nature, that was us. That was us youngins, and like, that was us as teenagers and stuff, in costumes and stuff. And this man was paying and showing us how to do something productive instead of being out here in the streets, you know what I'm saying, running wild and stuff like that. Yeah, some of them dripped it off and got into some nonsense and stuff like that. But a lot of ones, including me, you know, I'm still here today, admire that man and still just continue to do more, you know, some productive things and stuff. I learned a lot from that man. So it was a shock when I heard that he had passed. I knew that he had cancer. He was battling cancer. So I felt like this man been through a lot of stuff. Like, this man is so strong and stuff like that. He'll pull through. It was just, you know what I'm saying, it was just time for him, you know what I'm saying, to transition. So,
right.
Mr. Ken Ferguson, may you rest in power. Condolences, man. You are a hero, a legend, as far as within the league in Harvard area. Well-known. You well-known around Cleveland, you know. But just the things you did and stuff like that, you know. And just to build something like that, like to show that an Aboriginal man, a brother, can, you know what I'm saying, establish, you know what I'm saying, ownership over things and stuff like that. He basically, you can basically say this man owned the whole Lee Road Plaza itself and stuff like that. That's how big, you know what I'm saying, this man was. So, you know, and then to bring people in, you know, off the streets and stuff like that, give them a job, help them, especially with the youth and stuff like that. So it's just, I know his family probably going through a lot. You know, I was there. I was young. Yeah. Like, it was just, it's crazy. You know, those teen nightclubs used to be fun.
Okay.
Those teen nightclubs used to be fun. You know, it was a safe, fun environment for the youth to come out every Friday. You know, they did shut them down over some nonsense where it was people who he had fell out with tried to blast him. Though it was everything fair. It was all fair. It was all fair in what he was doing, legit. You know, so just to get youngins out, to get out and have a good time and not deal with the violence. Trust me, if it was ever any violence out there, it would get taken care of quick, because Ken used to have security, and he can be walking around at security. So get out of line if you want to. You're going to get jacked up and roughed up. You're going to get jacked up and roughed up and kicked out and don't come back. You know what I mean? This man, he just was just doing what he could to keep, you know what I'm saying, his culture together within inside his community and stuff like that. So I respect that man to the fullest, man. Rest in power, Ken Ferguson. Shout out to Miss Lampton.
Wow.
I know Miss Lampton going through it, because they was like,
yeah,
they was like, they was road dogs. They was partners in crime. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shout out to Miss Lampton.
I'm looking at that. The fact that they said he was the longest standing U.S. karate Olympian in history and taught so many in community, true pioneer in karate, community, and entrepreneurship. Man, you call that right in talking about the entrepreneurship. Keep talking, brother.
Yes. Brother Ken was like, Brother Ken, at one point, he was winning them tournaments for a minute. He was known. That's how he got well known. Like, that's how I heard about him and stuff. Ken Ferguson. Yeah, he always win them championship tournaments every, you know what I'm saying, every year. Whatever, you know. Yeah, you know. And, He just expanded from just doing different stuff. Like, he taught me, like, when I always talk about multitasking, that man taught me,
yes,
as far as with, when it comes to multitasking, you can do anything. You put your mind to this achievement and stuff like that. I get a lot of that when it comes to multitasking from him and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Other genres,
right,
also.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good prime example of a multitasker and stuff like that. Here, this man taught martial arts class, gay parties, you know, had party events and stuff, costume characters, owned the party center and stuff like that. That's all, you know what I'm saying, ownership. That's the definition of what a proprietor is. If people understand, that's one of the reasons why my label is called Proprietor Entertainment Music. And it's called Proprietor Entertainment Music Group, because it's all about being an owner of something. Not just a record label, owning multiple stuff, owning buildings, LLCs, things of that nature. That's what our culture need to get up on and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the message that I send out through my label and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, though. Like I said, Ken Ferguson, man, rest in power.
Rest in power.
Also, on another deep side note, you know, rest in power to my auntie Belle, Beverly Wiley, that passed recently. She passed Saturday at 5:55 a.m. good woman, retired from the Justice Center as a security guard. She's seen a lot of nonsense. She's seen what was going on down there. So she just, you know what I'm saying? She just worked her position and stuff like that. She talking, you know, so it's a lot of nonsense that she's seen and stuff like that. Though she was a fair woman, she ain't mistreat or do anybody wrong down there. That's why they always like, hey, Miss B, even when they see her out in the streets and stuff like that, because she was a respectful CEO down there. And a lot of people liked her in the mind and stuff like that. So rest in power to my Auntie Belle. I don't want to use the words miss you. You know, though it is in terms of missing you, though I know, like, this body is an anchor. And, you know what I'm saying, we are a spirit and stuff like that. So I have true faith that I will see you again, Auntie. It's just wild. It was shocking that, you know what I'm saying, you bounced this, this unexpected like that, though.
Yeah.
Ms. Boykins.
I appreciate this conversation.
Every Wiley. So, I don't want to keep on talking everybody ear off, though. It's just right now, Major Taps is just doing things to console the family, get things prepared. If anybody want to come and see and view my aunt's body Sunday, there'll be a viewing Sunday. Well, no, there'll be a viewing Monday.
Next Monday.
Yeah. At Boyd's, not Boyd's, Calhoun on Rockside. I can send you further information on what time. So all I know right now is that they're going to have a viewing of her body on Monday, and her home going is going to be on Tuesday. So anybody want to come out, feel free to just show your support and send your condolences and stuff like that, you know. I keep everybody posted with further details and stuff like that, you know. So, cause this is something like this tragedy that just happened and stuff, you know. So, I'm basically right now, just, you know, what I'm saying, coming around families. It's funny how like family members like to reunite like this. Hopefully, like prayerfully, I pray that this can bring us closer as a family. You know, a lot of my family.
Man, I hope
like,
you pray so.
Like, yeah, bring them closer as a family. Like I said, for example, and this is with other, you know what I'm saying, family members and stuff like that. Every time someone passes, we don't always got to link up and have a family reunion. Then let's have a family reunion, you know what I'm saying, when no one has passed. Let's just cherish somebody while they're still here and stuff like that.
Mm.
You know, that was one of my, you heard No Justice, No Peace. That's what I was mentioning. I was kind of banking on that, even though we have our ups and downs and stuff like that, you know. But at the same time, I mentioned, like, yeah, since family don't give, I stay with the eagle eye. And that's true, because it's like, it shouldn't be like that, you know what I'm saying? No matter what we go through as family members and stuff like that, we still got to come together. And this is a tragic situation that now I'm about to see a few of my, I'm about to see a whole bunch of my family members, you know what I'm saying, I have not really been speaking to recently and stuff like that. At this, it's going to be all love, hugs, and cheers and stuff like that. But after this, what do we do from there, though? It's going to be the same thing after the home stuff. So that's what I'm, that's what I would like to see, you know what I'm saying, happen. Like, my family, you know what I'm saying, get back better as a solid family and stuff like that, you know, especially us as a culture and stuff, things of that nature and stuff. Yeah, man, I'm rumbling at the mop about certain stuff. I'm just been out here. I just been, you know, just having a peace of mind, just, you know, just reflecting on my auntie. Then, like, Brother Al, you know what I'm saying, you letting me know about finding out about Ken Ferguson, you know, who's been a mentor of mine for a long time. That's like disturbing. So it was like, wow. So, but that being said,
thank
I'm
you for reaching
you
out tonight.
Yeah,
no problem. May you and your family be able to have comfort and peace, brother.
I appreciate you. Yep.
No problem. Thanks again, and peace.
All right. Peace.
And I'm going to send this song out in honor of Ken Ferguson, in honor of phone caller King Eric Magnus Stacky Montana, and definitely in honor of Major Taps, who passed. Hey, we'll always remember. So I might as well play this track from HJS called Always.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years done passed with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Speaking from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCN. Because I just can't stop 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HJS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Wednesday or Thursday, East Cleveland residents, city leaders shared vacant house fire concerns, such as some East Cleveland residents and city leaders shared their concerns after a massive March 1st fire at a Superior Avenue row house ended with investigators finding the body of an unidentified man inside one of the units. East Cleveland resident Barbara Thomas, 50, who lives just a quarter mile from the burned-out home, told News 5 she reported the vacant structure multiple times, but the city took no action. She said, I told them they needed to tear that place down because somebody is going to be found in there dead, a child, an adult, and sure enough, that's what happened. Somebody was found dead in there after a fire, and that really upsets me, and the other day I called the mayor's office. It should be either boarded up or constantly surveyed by someone. Now, Thomas, who is also a former East Cleveland councilwoman, said that have been a constant problem for her neighborhood and has some residents living in fear and wanting to move out. A row house right next door to the burned-out multi-unit complex caught on fire on January 23, 2019, and was finally torn down. Every time this happens, nothing is done until we have a tragedy. Nobody gets excited until we have a catastrophe or that somebody is dead. Dealing drugs up there, going in and out of those buildings. My neighbors want to move, but who wants to buy their houses? The neighbors are sick and tired of being sick and tired. No, I don't know how they're going to fix it, but they need to fix it. Now, Ward 2 Councilwoman Juanita Gowdy said she too reported the nuisance property to East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King, but is still waiting for a response. She said, I've been telling the mayor about this for such a long time, and he ignored me. I'm very upset. I want the administration to tear down this building so nothing else like this will happen. That's the message that I'm giving out to the owners, that they need to be held accountable, all owners that have buildings looking like this. Mayor Brandon King has not given a response back to Channel 5 News from that news story, but I'm not surprised for the simple fact that Mayor Brandon King has not reached out to anybody concerning too many things, including the fact that he has not fired Officer Pac-Man Larry McDonald after numerous complaints from East Cleveland residents, after City Councilman Ernest Smith warned him about bringing back Officer Pac-Man, that will be the end of him if he does, and he still brought him back, and he has not fired the man, even though the man shot Vincent Belmonte in the back of the head and turned off his body camera during the first week of January. As a matter of fact, I would like to throw out there that Vincent Belmonte's family held a remembrance march and rally the past Friday evening that Al Porter Man in the Street was at. It was led, I believe, by the Black Panther Nation. Others who were there was Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, there. And I know that several others did make it through. So I even saw Bashir Jones show up, I guess, the Cleveland mayoral councilman candidate for Ward 7. He was there, so it was very interesting. As I look at my time, which is very limited here for the rest of this evening, I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Hopefully we can get out some more news by next week. For those events announced earlier on, feel free to definitely join us at the Department of Children and Family Services tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., East 40th in Euclid. East 40th in Euclid, Department of Children and Family Services. Reverend Pamela Pinckney and Butts, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, and many others will be down there. That's at 10 a.m. And on Wednesday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Department of Children and Family Services are supposed to come to the headquarters and at least give their viewpoint on what's going on. I want to leave out with a day made. I don't think she realized she was making that request, but she said she loved this song. I do too. 3342 Music. I am not a rapper. With that being said, let's listen to E-Image, 3342 Music. And again, on Wednesday, Department of Children and Family Services will follow up and be at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110 at 7:15 p.m. starting time.
3342. 3342. Not a rapper, I'm on like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal, better than me. I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit, I came up with a few. But I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit that website, and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, cause you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to bite it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher, and I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes.
Yeah. 3342.
Yeah.
special guest for next Monday will be? Tune in and find out. Peace.